Blessings of Eid.
Viewers of Madni Channel, Eid Mubarak. What a great day this is. Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us through His mercy with the month of Ramadan and then these days of Eid. Subhanallah. Everybody is enjoying themselves. Everybody is celebrating these beautiful days. And the question we asked yesterday was, how should we be celebrating Eid? Let's look at the life of our pious predecessors and let's think about how we should do it. But before we do, let's start with a blessing of Durood-e Pak. I want to share with you a very, very beautiful narration. Just imagine that you could see the palaces of Jannah while you're still alive. Yes, you're not hearing me wrong. You can actually see Jannah from the surface of the earth while you're still alive. How amazing would that be? Well, today I'm going to give you a vazifa that you can read and you'll be able to see your place in Jannah before you die. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites Durood-e Pak upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Wow, today is the day to start. What better day to start this than on the day of Eid? Recite Durood-e Pak 1,000 times and make it a habit. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, before you die, the creator of the heavens and the earth, through the blessings of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will show you Jannah before you die. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how should we be spending Eid day? Obviously, we're going to go to mosque and read Eid namaz like we've probably already done. Then we're going to sit down with family and we're going to eat. But how are we going to eat? We're going to eat in the sunnah way. We're going to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for His blessings. We're going to start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going to make sure that we don't do anything that disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal. What about our spirituality though? How is that going to be changed? You know, outside we'll put on the new clothes. But what about the inside? Does that remain as it was? Or has Ramzan changed it? And if it has, are we going to change it back? Or are we going to keep it? Because if we've achieved something, you always want to treasure it. You always want to keep it. Let's look at how our pious predecessors had their Eid. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, people were coming past his house. They went to his door to meet and greet him, and they could hear sounds of crying. When they opened the door and entered, they asked him, surprisingly, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's Eid day, you're crying? And he said, I don't know what day this is. Oh people, this is the day of Eid celebrations, but it is also the day of warning. Because what if your deeds aren't accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you're still celebrating? What do you do then? So our pious predecessors were very conscious of the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, what if Allah Azza wa Jal didn't accept our deeds? What if some of our sins, even during Ramadan, wiped our deeds? Then what would we do? This is why our pious predecessors were always conscious of the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, but at the same time, the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. Now on these occasions, yes, no doubt, we should look forward to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should look back at our deeds as well. Just ponder upon this. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was one of the best companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and then the great Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he was given the glad tidings of Jannah. You know, he was from the Ashram wa Bashra, these great 10 people who were given this amazing news of Jannah. And yet he is still conscious of how this might be a day of warning for him rather than a day of celebration. How should we mere mortals be when such greats are conscious of this? And this is not just the condition of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the same. These people were so conscious that they didn't even get new clothes. They kept their own old clothes. They used to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today on Eid day, we want everything. We're not prepared to give. Eid day is a day of celebration, no doubt. But how do you celebrate? Not by grasping everything and eating every food you can find. Eid day is about controlling what you eat. But as well as that, Eid day is about giving to others, making others feel good, helping others, talking to others, serving your parents, sweet-talking your parents. This is what Eid day is all about, making people happy. This is Eid day. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to spend their Eid in a very modest way. Even their children didn't get the clothes because these people didn't used to take much by way of salary and there was enough just to put food on the table. And yet they could have been the richest of their time. but they chose to be simple and to be moderate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how amazing they were. Do you know how Hazrat Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala used to celebrate his Eid? Being very conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal, by worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, and by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for his great mercies and his great bounty. He would express fear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he would see Eid as a time of humility. He would see Eid as a time of turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. There was a beautiful couplet that he said. He said, people are saying tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid, and everybody is happy. But the day when I leave this world with my faith, actually that is the day of Eid for me. Why? Because this great Shaykh, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam radiallahu ta'ala, realized, knew that the greatest treasure we have is the treasure of Iman, the treasure of belief. And it's securing that and then leaving the world with it. And you know, in that there's a great lesson. That's what Ramadan is for. Ramadan is for you to secure that treasure of Iman. In these stories of our pious predecessors, we learn that the day of Eid is very special. It's not just about wasting it. It's about sticking to what you learnt in Ramadan, but adapting your life around it. You know, in Ramadan we were abstaining from a lot of things. Now is the time to gradually get yourself back into normal life, but maintain that piety. Maintain those things that you've learned during Ramadan. So in Ramadan, for example, you've protected your salah. Now is the time, now is the opportunity that whatever happens in life, I will protect my salah. And that starts the day Ramadan ends, Eid al-Fitr, this day. Whatever you do now can change your life. If you say, I'm going to take the lessons of Ramadan and I'm going to stick with them, brilliant. Protect your salah, read the Quran, be nice to your relatives, especially your parents, children, and celebrate. But celebrate in the way that our pious predecessors did, not forgetting the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, making sure that you're nice to everybody, making sure that they, you know, you, your piety shines. Thus, that spirituality that you gain during Ramadan comes out. You know what happens is that we have naturally some animalistic qualities. We have anger, and then there is a satanic quality where you obey the Satan. But then also, every human being has an angelic quality. And when you suppress your anger, your animalistic desires, and you suppress the desires, the waswasas, the whispers of the shaitan, then the angelic quality shines. Now during Ramadan, because we're being pious, a lot of us develop that angelic quality. It becomes stronger and stronger because we're staying away from sin. Now the key is to maintain that. Maintain it on Eid day, the first day, the second day, the third day, and take it into life with you. This is Eid. Eid needs to be celebrated in accordance with the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. We stay away from everything that displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. If you've avoided doing wrong during Ramadan, you've got to now avoid it outside Ramadan. That was the whole point. So say, for example, you've got your phone. You used to look at the wrong thing. Now Ramadan has trained you not to look at it. Eid day is the test. The day after is the test. Don't look at the wrong thing. Stick to the right thing. Watch Madni channel. If you go back into that vicious circle, you'll never break out of it. Ramadan was here to break you out of that vicious circle. It has done. Alhamdulillah, you gave up your dramas, your films and everything else. But don't go back and play into the hands of the shaitan by simply arranging a party on Eid day so you can do everything that you missed in Ramadan, or going to the cinemas or doing the wrong thing. Then you're defeating the purpose of Ramadan. And you're not celebrating Eid as it should be celebrated. Eid is a day of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. And you don't thank Allah Azza wa Jal by committing sins on that day. You thank Allah Azza wa Jal by being grateful in His court, by humbling yourself, by praying, by doing good deeds on that day. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you great rewards. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal said, give in my way. We give our sadqat and our fitrah. You know, and this clears any small mistakes we make in our fasting. What's the point of giving this, trying to get rid of the smaller mistakes that you've made in Ramadan, and then suddenly going out and committing a big sin? It's foolish. Stay away from the sin. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu stated that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man's fast remains suspended, i.e. hanging between the earth and the sky, until Sadaqah Fitr is paid. So make sure you do that. And don't take the lowest amount, give a good amount. But as well as that, look at the whole concept. The whole concept is, Ya Allah, the small mistakes I made may be forgiven. The whole concept is giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal to develop piety, humility. And then at the same time, if you go and commit sins on Eid Day, it defeats the purpose. There are many good deeds that we can do on Eid Day. According to one narration, if you recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times on Eid Day and then send its reward to the souls of all the deceased Muslims, 1,000 noors, lights, will enter the graves of every Muslim. And then when the reciter dies, 1,000 noors, 1,000 lights will enter his grave as well. What a great, great deed. How long will it take? A few minutes, 5 minutes maximum? But we'll look at the great rewards. So these are all the things that we can do on Eid Day. One of the favorite that I have though, is try and spend the day reciting through the Paak from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a universal wazifa. Whatever you want, whatever you desire, recite through the Paak thousands of times and then make the supplications in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This day of Eid al-Fitr, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is searching out for the Muslims, forgiving them and granting them whatever they want. And if you enhance that by reciting Durood Paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it becomes even better. Subhanallah. Let's make this Eid day a different day. Let's make it a life-changing day. Let's turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.